taking some time to sort yourself into whatever posture you've chosen, sitting, standing, lying down. And ground into the posture to feel the places of contact of the body with the earth. With that sense of gravity. And a measure of gratitude to be held by the earth. Allowing for some nice full breaths. Full inhale, full exhale, all the way out, letting the body drop. Enjoying the uplift with the inhale. The gentle caress downwards with the exhale. And appreciating how we're supported by the air. Letting the breathing subside, be just as it is. And let's give ourselves now some soothing touch or adjusting the posture to be even more supportive or a mix of support and soothing. And letting this touch be like an embrace of ourselves and our experiences. Letting it too be a gentle reminder to open to ourselves with kindness and care and a curiosity about the unfolding of the present moment. And letting your hands relax. And engaging in soothing or supportive touch at any point throughout the practice. And just feeling the breathing wherever it's easy and pleasant to feel. And gently yoking the present moment awareness with the breathing. Just noticing the various wanderings of the mind, the little wanderings, but you're still with the breath. Just let it pass through. The ones where you get lost, make a mental note of those. And let them really be recognized and allowed. And gently permitted to move through. and returning to breathing. Appreciating the nourishing effects of the in-breath, the soothing effects of the out-breath, and possibly emphasizing one or the other, depending on your needs. And if it feels helpful for you at this time of year when there can be struggles in our hearts and minds and bodies, to send a good wish to yourself. May I be happy and free from suffering, even as you breathe. And you might be aware of some piece of suffering, stress that you're experiencing right now, that you might be directing that to, or it may be more general to yourself. Or there may be a lovely measure of happiness, contentment, and the emphasis would be more on the first part of the phrase. Whatever you need, may I be happy and free from suffering. Soothing touch, supportive, as needed. Perhaps it's a sense of yourself as you are now, or if it warms your heart, a sense of yourself when you were quite wee. May I be happy and free from suffering. Or perhaps you're receiving this good wish from a compassionate friend, a fictional compassionate friend, or someone that you've known at some point or currently in your life. May I be happy and free from suffering. Practice spring tears. Can you welcome them? Hold them with kindness. Keeping a felt sense of the body, stay grounded. Perhaps coordinating the phrase with the breathing. May I be happy and free from suffering. Breathing in, breathing out. And over the next few moments, wrap up offering the phrase to yourself and just notice how you're feeling. How's the heart mind? How's the body? Sometimes we have room in our hearts for another. Perhaps there's someone in your life who's struggling. Illness, financial, relationship, work, some kind of struggling. And you feel like offering these good wishes to them. Or maybe there's someone that you feel celebratory for, who's had some great success, and it's more the first half of the phrase to emphasize. That's lovely too. The point is the cultivation of goodwill within ourselves. This is where the benefits lie. and so offering the phrase, may you too be happy and free from suffering, all the while continuing to feel body and feel breathing. And if others arise in your mind's eye, feel free to open and expand and offer the phrases to them as they show. You don't need to search for them, just if they pop up, may you be happy and free from suffering. And stay grounded in breath and body. Soothing touch as needed, as wanted. Coming back as attention wanders, ground in the body and the breathing, and renew your aim with the phrases. And take a half a minute more for this. And notice how it is sitting with you. How's the heart mind? How's the body? What do you need next? Simple breath practice? Or can you send the phrases further? so aware of everyone who's here today, perhaps taking a little moment and glancing at the screens, seeing the images, the names, include yourself. And offering, if you feel up to it, these phrases for everyone here today, including ourselves. May we all be happy and free from suffering, keeping that felt sense of body and breathing. So, offering the phrases for everyone here, including ourselves. May we all be happy and free from suffering, even as we continue to feel breathing. Feel the body supported unconditionally by earth and air. May we all be happy and free from suffering. Perhaps including too those who are part of this community yet aren't with us today. Over the next half minute, releasing the phrases and just feel body and breathing and being with ourselves just as we are. Offering soothing touch if you like. What do you need? May we all be happy and free from suffering. May we all be peaceful, happy, and know the end of suffering. May we all be free.